USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid, monitoring, and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The update comes in an FBI note sent out to national Jewish organizations in the wake of the threats this week. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. The FBI said there appeared to be a connection between perpetrators of the emails because many of them used the same language. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. Another town had to be evacuated weeks ago because of seismic activity and reported earthquakes. So far, authorities say the volcano is not causing major flight disruptions in Iceland. Slim Jim wants his car back, the distinctive yellow and orange Nissan Z named Fast Meat, which serves as a promotional vehicle for the brand, was reported missing Saturday. The car was part of the Chicago to Los Angeles tour in collaboration with the WWE. Los Angeles Police Department's urging individuals with any information to contact the department or visit crimestoppers.org online. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Biden administration announced yesterday that it is taking the first steps towards writing key standards and guidance for the safe deployment of AI, as well as how to test and safeguard systems. The Commerce Department's National Institute of Standards and Technology has said that it was prompted by Biden's executive order on AI in October and is aimed at developing industry standards around AI safety, security, and trust. The agency is seeking input from AI companies and the public on AI risk management and reducing risks of AI-generated misinformation. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
Minnesota's State Emblems Redesign Commission has chosen a final version of the new state flag yesterday in 11-1 vote. They also finalized a new state seal that depicts the state bird. The new state flag features an 8-pointed North Star against a dark blue background with a solid light blue field at the right. This flag will be replacing the old state flag, which many Native Americans considered offensive. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.